local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are, just a few seconds away from 12:10 on Cows 100.9. And this is your community connection. It is brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you. And we're working our way through this rotation that we do in the third week of the month. This week happens to be the city of Waseca. Joining me in studio is Chris Markison. He is the chief of police and also the director of public safety. So he oversees all of it now. It's good to have you here, Chris.
Thanks, Corey. Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday.
And so I guess we might as well just jump right in because you've got a whole list of things that we want to try to get to here.
I made a nice list to talk about it.
Yeah, and we love that because there's always things going on, especially when we get into the summer season. And we'll talk more about that stuff here in a little bit. But I do want to start out just talking about emergency notifications, that sort of thing. For those that maybe haven't been following a whole lot, the Code Red system, which had been used in the city of Waseca, Waseca County for I don't even know how many years, does not exist anymore, I guess we could say, after some issues that they had last year. So that left you guys having to come up with a new way to get those emergency notifications out. And I guess let's talk about what you guys are using now.
Yeah, correct. So the Code Red system, which a lot of people would get weather alerts and text messages about some things in the community, that no longer exists. And so some of that data from that company has been changed over to the new system, which is called Regroup. But just to make sure that everybody can get the notifications that they are seeking, I'm going to encourage everybody to go to the county website, the city website, or we have it pinned to the top of our police department Facebook page too. It's called Regroup, and they're going to need to just provide their email or phone number or whatever method they want to be contacted, and then they can sign up for whatever notices they want. And so we're just trying to make sure we build that database back up so the community can get notified.
And it's essentially, it's got the same purpose as what Code Red had. It's just a different company that's running the information, essentially.
Correct.
And so as far as when that information gets sent out, is that the dispatchers that are trying to put that out? Just so folks kind of get an idea of where this is coming from.
Sure. There's multiple sources that can put things out. Some of us have it like on our phones. Dispatchers, administration for agencies around the county can access that to get stuff out in a timely manner.
Yeah, and of course, weather is the main thing that it's used for, but if there's some other kind of situation, I don't even want to go into examples because, I don't want to curse anything or anything like that for you, but then you guys can put that out, stay away from this area, that sort of thing. That's kind of the whole idea behind it.
Correct. Exactly.
All right. So again, county website, city website, or the Waseca Police Department Facebook page is where you can go if you have not already gotten yourself signed up for Regroup. Let's see here. I guess let's just work our way down here. Of course, we are in the summer season. Well, summer officially starts, what, later this week? Okay, and the weather world has started back on June 1st. But anyway, yeah, I had to add that part in there because it's what I do. So we got to think about a lot of the safety aspects. There's a lot more people and kids that are out along the streets and things like that. So just to put it simply, watch where you're going.
Absolutely. That's probably going to be our biggest encouragement for people. People are out and about, kids on bikes, adults on bikes, people out for walks. It just brings a lot of possibilities for, pedestrian and vehicle collisions, just vehicle collisions themselves, bike accidents and everything. So, of course, every community is seeing a large increase in the number of people that are using electric motor bicycles and motorcycles and scooters. And so what we did is we compiled a kind of a handy reference chart. We put that, again, on our Facebook page and also the city website under the police tab. So people can make sure that they know that whatever they're riding or they purchase, where they can use that and what the regulations on it would be. So I would encourage people to take a look at that. Alongside that, I just want to make sure that, especially for kids, that parents are making sure that we have good talks and have the good information given to your kids about how to ride those safely, because in the end, we don't want to see anybody hurt.
Yeah, and for those out walking too, make sure that you are crossing at a designated crosswalk, and then, of course, drivers have a better chance that they're going to see you and know your intention.
That's right. Yep. And a reminder for both drivers and pedestrians, drivers need to stop for people at crosswalks, whether crosswalks are marked or not. And also pedestrians, they have a responsibility too. They can't just run out in front of traffic. They need to make sure that they signal their intent at least to to cross by at least standing like at the crosswalk. I always encourage people to make eye contact with the driver to ensure that they've been seen before they step out into the street, and of course make sure the vehicle stops. So again, just it's awesome seeing so many people out and about. We just got to make sure everybody stays safe.
Yeah, and if you have access to be able to use a traffic signal as a crossing point, or you see them pop up all over the state, and I know Waseca has at least one, the designated, you know, the blinky, flashy lights at the intersections. There's one up by the high school.
Yep.
I know now. Utilize those. That's why they're there.
Exactly. It's just allows people to be a little bit more expectant of a possible pedestrian in the area. So.
And one other thing that I want to make sure we get to before we hit our break here when it comes to safety is vehicles left outside. You know, lock them up.
Lock them up. Always. Even for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Crimes of opportunity. People just come along and pull on door handles, check and see if they can find any valuables. Hide your valuables. Lock them up. Then it goes for your house, your vehicle, all the time. Whether it's in your driveway, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what size town you live in. Just lock it up. It prevents a lot of headaches.
Yeah, and as far as the cars, it's also easier. Just don't keep valuables in there, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if something were to happen, of course, you can contact the Waseca Police Department, and they'll work the best they can to help you out.
We can. We've had a little bit better success rate with so many people having like Ring cameras and doorbell cameras and things. We're able to sometimes get some leads that way, but we just would obviously prefer that people aren't tempted to steal from other people.
Yeah, but, you know, that's wishful thinking, isn't it?
Job security, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We're just getting started on our list of things to talk about. We're going to talk about some events that are coming up here that will involve the police department, and just kind of dive in to the public safety side and some of the numbers and such with the police and fire departments in Waseca. And we'll do that coming up after the break. You're listening to your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on COWS 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on COWS 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go with more of your Community Connection. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you. Chris Markison with the Waseca Police Department, Director of Public Safety, is also here with me. And I think we'll talk about the events coming up here at the end. That'll be a good way to kind of wrap this thing up. So let's just kind of break down the two departments that you oversee from the public safety director side here a little bit. First of all, you've got a note here on the police department side. It is fully staffed for the first time in quite a while.
It is.
That's got to be a great feeling.
It is. It feels great. It's like a big weight lift off everybody's shoulders, not only staff, but just everybody. And so it's a good feeling.
Because, of course, it takes, you know, quite a team to make anything happen, let alone law enforcement in a community. And even in the size of Waseca, what is it, 10, 11,000-ish, somewhere in there?
Yep.
As far as numbers. But, you know, you got to, and they also have to be able to go through all the training as well. That's got to be the big piece, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not an easy process. It usually takes us about a year from beginning to end to get everybody, by the time we open applications to the time we have somebody hired, and then through field training, which is 12 to 16 weeks, and then out on their own to actually supplement the schedule. It's the better part of a year and on a good day. And so we're just really, really happy that we have everybody in place now. We just our last officer is just about midway through field training, and you know, we're staffed 24/7. And so when we are down a person or two, that affects the schedule. It affects vacations. It affects, it really affects everything. And, you know, we don't want people working alone. And so it's a good feeling. Yep.
Yeah. They need to be able to have that extra support. And of course you guys work closely with the Waseca County Sheriff's Office as well, and sure, other surrounding agencies. But, you know, within your department, you got to be able to have enough people to staff everything. That's all it comes down to.
Yep. Got to take care of business.
And so then let's jump over to the fire department side. And, you know, that's maybe a little bit of a different story, not just in Waseca. We were just hearing from the Owatonna Fire Department here in the news earlier this hour that, you know, the numbers for the paid on call, previously referred to as volunteers, it's starting to drop a lot. And Waseca is not immune to that.
No, Waseca is looking at hiring four new paid on call firefighters starting this summer. So that'll be up on their Facebook page and also the city website. And so anybody that has an interest in being a paid on call firefighter is more than welcome to apply. We'll do some interviews later this summer to get them hopefully hired by about October so they can go to the training over the winter and become a certified firefighter. That's really important because I think there's a retirement or two, and then there's a couple open positions that they're waiting to do at the same time. It's really important because it not only gives them proper staff, but also allows for the city's insurance rating for residents to be at a lower premium rate. And so it's important to, you know, all around to have enough staff on hand. So again, really encourage people to consider getting hired by the fire department.
And then let's talk briefly about the equipment side on the fire department, because, you know, you see the big trucks, you know, out doing their thing, that, but, you know, they do kind of age out after a while, and it's been a long time coming. But it's, there's going to be a new piece of equipment hitting the streets and such here fairly soon for the Wasik Fire Department.
Yeah, the fire department is in just about a week or two away from taking delivery of a new Pierce aerial ladder. It'll be replace one that was purchased in the 1990s, which is it's kind of hard to say, but it was over 30 years ago.
I know. I think about that, too.
And so the typical lifespan of a piece of equipment like that is about 30 years. And so the city council, of course, a few years ago generously supported the purchase of a new one. It was ordered 3 years ago. It's just being built since about Christmas this year. And the crew from the fire department went out and did a final inspection a couple of weeks ago. And so hopefully they'll get delivered here, hopefully give or take about July 1st.
Okay. So, and if you want to see it, they did put some pictures up on their Facebook page, and it's quite the machine.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. Yep.
All right. So in the time we got left here, just about 3 minutes or so, let's get into some of the different events that the public safety side, you know, has a role in. Of course, we can't forget about the Wasika County Fair. It's knocking on the door here at this point.
Summer's best party, they say, right? Yeah. So the county fair is coming up July 11th, 8th through the 12th. And our focus on that really is parking, pedestrian safety, child accountability, making sure if you're going to enjoy the beer garden or the sip and shed, I guess they call it now, to plan a sober ride, to make sure that you're not blocking people's driveways, to make sure that you're being aware of pedestrians. And so that's our biggest thing with that. And of course, the safety on the fairgrounds, there's deputies and officers that are walking around, and you can always speak to them if you need something.
Absolutely. And before we do run out of time, I do want to jump up to early August with Night to Unite, formerly known as National Night Out. Just talk a little bit about the idea behind that and kind of how Wasika approaches it, because every community kind of has their own way of approaching Night to Unite.
Yeah, some cities encourage everybody to have their own block parties. People are welcome to do that, but we actually just host one big community party at the water park. We give free admission to anybody who wants to show up to the cap of, I think, 500 plus people. We provide food, some music, some prizes. We have some vendors. We give away some stuff. And it's just a good time to come out and relax and engage with your first responders from Wasika and just hang out. And it's always full. It's always fun. And this year, I do need to plug something. I'm on the Salvation Army Committee in Wasika. We are doing a stuff-a-bus for school supplies. So if anybody's going to come the Night to Unite on August 4th, we ask them to bring some donations that they can throw in a bus from. Palmer Bus Service is going to have a bus there, and we want to try to get it filled up so we can get some school supplies for kids.
There you go. The public safety side helping in more ways than one.
Trying to do there whatever we can. Yeah.
And with Night to Unite, of course, the main idea behind it is to, you know, build that rapport with the community, because you don't want the first time you're interacting with someone to be in an emergency scene or something like that.
No, I would. I think anybody would rather have a familiar face showing up. And, you know, 20 or so officers and 10,000 people, you know, probably not going to know everybody face to face. And we have a lot of new people in Wasika, but that doesn't mean that some folks can't come to some events and meet us and say hello. So,
all right. That is Chris Markison. He is the chief of police for the Wasika Police Department and also director of public safety. Thank you so much for coming on over and talking with us here today. I'd love to keep going.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Thanks for having us.
But yeah, we got to get moving along here. I've got the Linder Farm Network on the way here at 12:30. But this has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on Cows 100.9. Then I'll join you back here just after 1 o'clock.